Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions, he's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is The Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. It is absolutely stunning outside. I went out to get a little bite to eat between shows. It was awful. It was probably the worst food I've ever eaten. It was not good. But it was 75 degrees, according to the battle wagon. It is glorious. So here's to it being just a wonderful, warm, perfect long weekend. The unofficial, and I say that unofficial because as far as I'm concerned, summer ends when it ends. But for people with kids, I've been chastised for this in the past. For people with kids, summer's over. I don't have kids, so I can keep on going. But that's just me. I hope you are enjoying your weekend. I hope you got some time off. We here at the Weekend Crew, we don't care what weekend it is. We come in here and do our job. That's right. You do understand, Jordan, that if Christmas falls on a Saturday, we're here. You know, so,
oh,
you didn't know that?
I do know now.
No, I think it's happened maybe once or twice since I've been. No, that's still everybody's gone.
Yeah,
I would do it, but that's just me. I'm insane. You know, I'm just a little crazy. Welcome, everybody. I hope you are having a great weekend. Look, the weather is what it is. There is Hurricane Dorian off the coast of Florida. As of last night when I went to bed, it was going to slam straight into Florida, and it was going to be fine. As of waking up this morning and getting the truck at 4:30, I was told, oh, no, it's going to make a turn, and it's going to crawl up the coast. Do they know? Do they really know what's going to happen? No, they're doing their best educated guess. What more can you ask for? But the thing is, the last report I heard from our dear Miss Megan Wise over at Channel 12 is they're thinking landfall around somewhere between Savannah and Charleston, which is very different than last night. And who knows, this thing might bounce off, spin out into the Atlantic, and who cares? But it is already up to like a Cat 4, which is pretty scary in and of itself. So at some point today, we will talk about some stuff we can do just to prep. We did a couple segments of it on the early show. If you missed any of that show, don't forget, you can go to WRVA.com, click on my smirking face, and download the podcast. It's all up there. There's enough podcasts to last you months. And don't forget the radio.com app. That way you can listen to us anywhere you are in this beautiful world of ours. As long as you got the internet, right? That's the way it works. But we have listeners all over the country, and I want to thank every single one of them. I had a good week. As I said earlier, we're going to have an early winter. And this is not because of what it said in the Farmer's Almanac, though the Farmer's Almanac is saying that we, our little section of the world, is going to be wet and chilly and white. That's the thing. I think that's the three words they used. And okay, it's also expected to last a little bit longer. I don't know how much faith I put into the Farmer's Almanac, but it has been around for well over 100 years. So there's bound to be somebody who's doing something right. Who knows? I mean, all my meteorologist friends just scoff at it. Scoff openly. I was like, Farmer's Almanac, and I'll get, Farmers all. Yeah. I'm like, what's your percentage of being right? Just asking. Yeah. We hit 50%. You feel like you're doing something right there. Just saying. So some of the things we will talk about today is definitely it's going to become winter early because my wife is nesting. And we are working on all kinds of projects. She has just decided that I want to do this, and I want to do this, and I want to do this. And I'm like, okay, you're just making more work for me, but I'll do it, baby, because I love you. And I know once it does get cold and nasty outside, I'm going to burrow under the covers and just hide. I hate the cold. It doesn't work for me. So some of the projects I've been doing around the house, I want to talk to you about, because some of them are things you might want to do or need to do. I fixed a front door that has quite literally been the bane of my existence in that house since I bought it. It has been something that we have had nonstop having to work on, and it was never right. And I'm talking, I had professional carpenters pull some tricks on it, and it still wouldn't get right. Yesterday, I buckled down, and that door closing perfectly now. I'll tell you all about that. Freed up a good 100 square feet of Casa de McCann yesterday. 100 square feet. If you remember about, it hasn't been a year. It has not even been a year. It was much earlier than that. We had a power surge at the house. Didn't really affect any of the computers or any of that nonsense. But it did mess up my television, and by it messing up my television, it threw the whole house into chaos. I'm not kidding. That one little lightning strike messed up the whole flow of our house. I found a solution. I found somebody to take care of that for me. If you follow me on Facebook, you can see pictures. We will discuss what happened there. By the way, I promised you something earlier. Jordan, I promised you to teach you how to do the cold brew coffee, because I was here when the first time you ever tried coffee, and your response was, this is really bitter and you didn't like it.
Right.
Okay. Well, the cold brew is a lot smoother, and you like cold drinks. I don't think I ever see you drink anything hot anyway.
Yeah.
So I figured out how to do it at home versus paying like, what is it, 50, 60 bucks at Starbucks? It's some ridiculous amount. I promise you, before the show's out, I will teach you and the listeners how to do that. It's really complicated. I mean, it's like five steps. It's pretty darn intense. And one last thing before we go to our first break, I want to thank Prevent a Litter for taking care of our puppy dog. He is old enough that he could get the old snip snip. I'll admit, I felt bad. You know, I'm the guy. He's the guy. We're the only guys in the house. Everything else is girls. Both cats and my wife. You know, I was outnumbered until he came along. But the fact of the matter is, it's, you know, healthier for them. I'm never going to put him out there to, you know, make other puppies. And there's just literally millions and millions of untaken care of dogs, I guess the word, or neglected animals. What's the word? Loose? Just dogs that shouldn't be here. Okay. And we could prevent that by just, you know, having our dogs fixed. So I went to Prevent a Litter right there in Carytown. It was very inexpensive. They fixed him. They gave him his shots, and they chipped him. And it was less than $100. And I want to thank all of them who are volunteers, all the people that work there, and all the doctors, all the vets that volunteer their time. That's how it works over there. Every vet is volunteer. So thank you to all of you. I really, really do appreciate it. So there you have it. 345-1140. That's 345-1140. That's how you get through to the show. And hey, if you're traveling for Labor Day, you're passing through our beautiful state, hello, welcome. I hope you enjoy it. And if you like the show, remember you can pick it up on the radio.com app or go to our station, WRVA.com. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. Hey, Jordan, you're going to have to follow me back to my neighborhood when this show is over, because Miss Gurley is doing her fish fry today. And, yeah. Now, I know a couple of, I've mentioned this a couple of times. There's a very specific reason. And no, they're not paying me. No, I don't get an extra scoop of mac and cheese or even an extra slice of fish. None of that. Here's why I keep bringing it up. Miss Gurley's is a restaurant here in Richmond. They were actually voted number two best brunch in Richmond. I think it was by Style Weekly. And they have decided that they wanted to move someplace new. Now, I talk about living on Fulton Hill a lot, because I've been up there a really, really long time. The only person I know, well, I mean, there's a couple people that are in there longer than me, Paul De Pasquale being one of them. You know, the guy who did the Arthur Ashe statue and the Indian and Poseidon. You know, he's been up there forever. But when I moved up there, it was not a good place to live. It was a cheap place for me to buy a house, but it wasn't a good place to live. I mean, I would nightly hear gunfire. People one time spray painted my truck. Someone broke into my house. I even know who did it. My dad said, "Why are you moving into this neighborhood?" I said, "Because it's going to get better." And now here I am, 17, 18 years later. I don't even remember anymore. I'm here all these years later, and the neighborhood is better. Families have moved in. There's a youth ministry that lives in my neighborhood. The other day, we walk the dog. Neighbors, saying hi, not to just me, they say hi to the dog first, which I never understood that, but I knew things could get better. But somebody had to take that first step, right? Somebody had to say, you know what, I'm not going to be afraid, and I wasn't. And, you know, I'll put up with the nonsense and I'll do the best I can to be a good neighbor and things will get better. Young man down the street, I say young man, he's probably almost 30 now. I've known him since he was a teenager. And he's got two kids of his own. His dog just had 9 puppies. And so the reason I'm talking about Ms. Gurley is there's a section on Williamsburg Road and Government Road. Now, I've talked to people that grew up in Verina that are my mom's age. And they tell me back when they were kids, you know, before electricity, and I'm kidding, but way back in the day, that section, that little Government Road and Williamsburg, that was like the downtown for Verina. That's where they would go to buy a suit, get a haircut, buy groceries. All of that. It was just this little mini community. Now that's come and gone. It's so gone. And I always just hoped, I said, you know what? As this neighborhood changes, that area is going to change. And there was this one restaurant. It was a Chinese food restaurant. It wasn't very nice. It wasn't very good. I think they were better known for selling illegal cigarettes than anything else. They would sell like 2 cigarettes at a time. I think I went in there twice. And that place closed down years ago. And one restaurant tried to make a go of it, and they didn't really get very far, and they closed up. And then comes around Miss Gurley. Now, the reason I like this restaurant is they have taken control of the building, but they can't afford to renovate it yet. They know they want to move into that neighborhood. They know that area is going to become something special. And I've seen it all through the Richmond. I've seen it through the Fan. I've seen areas of Northside that I wouldn't go to during the day are now completely transformed. And so for her to make the money to get this place off the ground, she's working Saturdays with her family, and they set up out in the parking lot. They have a DJ. Ames Honey was out there. He was out there last time, 2 weeks ago. If you haven't had Ames Hot Honey, It was voted one of Virginia's best products of the year. He's a listener of the show. He brought me some of his honey a couple of years ago. Every time I see him, he's like, Richard. I'm like, AR. And they sit out there in the sweltering sun, and they cook fish, and they cook chicken, and they cook crab cakes, and just keep going, because they know they're going to chip away till they make enough to open that darn restaurant. And I'm going to support that for a couple of reasons. One, I like anybody that works hard for their dream, because dreams aren't easy. They're hard. I love the fact she's taking a chance on a neighborhood. She doesn't have to. She'll be the only thing. That's it. Her. Like a couple of groceries, you know, little bodega-style grocery stores. That's it. Her. But I just love the fact they're just pushing. So, yeah, I'm going to be out there. I'm not as a personality, not as anything. I'm going out there as a customer. And I'm getting some of everything. She's doing all right, Jordan, how's this for a tease? Did you do this chicken sandwich challenge thing?
No.
No? I figured if anybody would, it'd be you.
No, there's no Popeyes that's close enough to my general vicinity. They're building one.
There's a quarter mile down the road. Well, didn't know that.
Didn't know that. Okay. But they're building one in Chester.
Okay.
So hopefully by the time they finish building the new one in Chester, the chicken sandwich will be back. Okay, so I can try it.
So here's the deal. And this is a restaurant trick that I've seen other restaurants do, is selling out, which creates a buzz. Oh my God, they might run out. I better get there quick. I know several barbecue joints that do that around Richmond. So I never tried the Popeyes chicken sandwich. I didn't get into it. Here's what Miss Gurley did. She put out on Facebook, she put the picture of this beautiful chicken sandwich, and she said, I'm only making 25 of these. That is not fair. I don't get out of here until noon. Somebody go get me a chicken sandwich, please. But anyway, that's my pitch. You know, I've been saying for a while, instead of going to college, why don't you learn to do something? One of the skills that I find to be necessary, great if you can do it in a commercial setting. Learn to cook. Restaurants are always looking for somebody that can fry an egg properly. And trust me, I've been to plenty of expensive, more well-known places for their brunch, and they can't even fry an egg properly. Devastating. But the other thing is, if you learn to cook, you can save yourself a ton of money in your own home. Honestly, one of the ways my wife and I were able to pay off all our bills, we're paid up. Imagine that. And when she met me, I was at a deficit. And she knew it. I said, honey, I'm in debt. Things are tight. And she understood that. She knew that. But one of the ways we have saved a ton of money is we eat at home. And I dare say the more I cook, the better I get at it, and the better we eat at home. And you can do the same thing. I mean, if you don't cook, learn to cook. Learn something simple. Learn something you put in your pocket. And it will, I cook dinner. Whatever leftovers are dinner, she takes to work for lunch. That's the way it works. The way it's always worked, believe it or not. In times not that long ago, before eggs and bacon, which is not, in the greater scheme of things, eggs and bacon is not that, is pretty new. Before that, whatever you had for dinner, when you woke up, leftovers from dinner is cold breakfast. That's the way it worked. So anyway, learn to cook. She's doing it. I'm excited. I'll talk more about other things, because obviously somebody's bored out there. My name is Richard McCann. That's McKANN. And I want to remind you, do me a couple of favors. One, follow me on Facebook. It's a way for you to influence the show, because every Saturday I ask you, what do you want to talk about? And I've got a nice long list of things I've got to get to. It's here. It's all here. Also, follow me on Twitter. It's pretty much the same thing. But I don't play with Twitter. My wife does. I don't get onto it. It bores me. That's about it. Also, go to WRVA.com, download the radio.com app. That way you can listen to the show wherever you go. And if you miss anything, you can download podcasts. If you don't know what a podcast is, ask your kids or your grandkids. They'll explain it. My name is Richard McCann. Radio 1140 WRVA 96.1 FM. Oh, welcome to the show. I hope you are having an absolutely beautiful Labor Day weekend because the weather is going to be picture perfect. I don't know if the pool is going to be warm enough to climb in. I don't care. I really don't. I don't think I climbed into a pool once this whole year. I got in the ocean a couple of times. I got in a river at least once, but not so much on the pool situation. I'm a Think about putting in an above ground next year. How redneck is that? Huh? Hey. But here's the thing. Like Dave Chappelle said, it's still a pool, right? Huh? There you go. So Casa de McCann is being, well, just turned upside down so because my lovely bride, which, Jordan, can you believe it's going to be a year? Like at the end of September?
I was just thinking about that on my way in this morning.
It's going to be a year.
Yeah.
It's just gone like, we celebrated 2 years of being together. It has flown by.
It's crazy.
You know? How long have you and your lady been together?
Just over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just disappears, doesn't it?
Yep.
I think you brought her to, I think the first time I met her was at the wedding.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so.
Pretty much.
I'm looking forward to yours.
Yeah, we'll get married in under 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, quick question. How's your mom doing?
She's good.
Okay, so the fusion went well?
Yep. They want her to go back to work a little later, but she's doing all right.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now, did she have any problems with nerve damage in the hands or anything like that?
I don't think so. It was just mainly the stuff in her spine and everything.
All right, because my dad, his first back surgery was in his neck.
Right.
And his left hand, he was able to use his index and his thumb. Everything else just curled up.
Right.
And he was, I'll never forget, because he's in his 20s, maybe early 30s. And he's all upset. And the doctors just said, it'll come back.
Yeah.
It'll come back. It'll come back. It took 2 years.
Yeah. She's moving around. She's able to do some stuff. So it's getting better.
All right. Well, you send her my best. Okay. So, Casa de McCann, we are getting ready for winter because obviously it's going to be a bad one because my wife is nesting and she wants to do all kinds of stuff. And who am I to say no? I tend to be more of the technical projects. She leans more towards the aesthetics. That's the way to put it. Aesthetics. See, I'm a function over form guy. And she's form, and she knows I'll take care of the function. It works out very, very well. She says, what color do you want to paint it? I'll say white, and she'll say, I think we should do something else. And I'll say, okay. Don't care. But one of the things we had to deal with was the living room. I have this weird-shaped living room, and there's no other way to put it. There's a fireplace, and there's two windows, and then there's a door that goes to a side porch. And you can't put a sofa in front of the windows because there's a radiator. So there's only one place that a sofa can really go. There's no place for the television to go right. It just didn't work. Well, I mean, we figured it out because I had a 55-inch television. And it would sit very nicely on my mantle. Mantle had electricity in it. Bonus, we win. Hallelujah. Until, unfortunately, a lightning clap over my house that sounded, I swear to you, I jumped out of the bed. I usually don't do that. I leapt out of my bed because it sounded like an empty dump truck coming through the back of the house. I'm fairly certain we were about to die. And we didn't. And so, wake up the next morning and everything kind of seems all right. Didn't trip any breakers. Everything's fine. Turn on the television. Nothing. Fiddle with the cable box. Nothing. Play with it all kinds of different ways. Nothing. Now, here's my secret. I have a friend from high school that works for the cable company, and I call him, and I'm like, what the hell's wrong? And he says, look, okay, I'm in your neighborhood. I'll pop in for a minute. And it turns out that whatever the power surge was blew out the HDMI board in my television. And this thing was only like a year and a half, 2 years old. It wasn't old. I like that TV. But there's nothing for it. Someone said, wow, man, make a claim to your homeowner's insurance. I'm like, over a television? Are you out of your mind? And fortunately, that was the weekend. It was tax-free weekend. And several places, including one of the local electronic stores, said, hey, you know what? We'll do tax-free. Come on in. We're having a sale, and we'll give you tax-free. And I was able to buy a 65-inch, you know? I'm a guy. We always want a bigger television. Come on. And lo and behold, it doesn't sit on the mantle. And now I don't know what to do. So I ended up moving a bookcase into another room, set up a table against a wall, big ugly wall that has just a TV sitting in front of it, cables everywhere, and it's taking up all kinds of space. And the other room, the dining room, is now ruined because it's got that bookcase that didn't belong in there in the first place. And I'm just like, I'm fuming. I don't want this. And I know what I need to do, but I don't know if I can do it. I was scared to do it. That's the thing. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I was nervous about doing it. I wanted to hang it on the wall, and I wanted to hang it back over the fireplace. And so I contacted Scott from our sponsor, Wired. Now, what Wired does, if you heard their commercials, is that's what they do. They hang televisions, they put in surround sound system, stereo system, security system, networking, and they do it for both private and for commercial. And I said, dude, I need this thing up on the wall. He said, will you help me lift it up? I'm like, yes, I'll help you lift it up. And I want this, because if I put it up there and it falls, it's on me. If he puts it up there and it falls, it's on him. No, I'm not like that. But so he came over yesterday, and lo and behold, he knew exactly what to do, because he was drilling into not only plaster, but he was also drilling into brick, and he had to put these big lead anchors. I haven't used those in years, but darn it if they didn't get it up there rock solid. He's attaching the whole bracket to the back of it, and he's like, okay, let's get her into place. And boom, it's into place. And you're thinking to yourself, right now you're thinking to yourself, okay, big deal. He hung a TV. What's that makes that so special? Here's what made it special. It says, I've got several components. I've got the router, cable box, and two gaming systems. And I want all of them. And I said, well, we could put it on this little table over here. He says, it'll fit on the mantle. And so they fit on the mantle underneath the unit. Now, here's what makes it special. Follow along. He spent like an hour and a half just cleaning up the cords. You know, if you go behind your television, there's cords spaghettied everywhere. It looks horrendous. And back in the day when you had one of those big boxy televisions, who cared? Now that you have the flat screens, everything is exposed. Everything looks out there in the open. Hour and a half. Hour and a half, he pulls the cable up. I said, we drilled a hole. He pulls the cable up next to the chimney, or next to the fireplace. And he's like, I don't like the way that looks. He goes out and he gets wire mold to hide the cable. And then apologizes. He goes, you can see a little bit of the cable right here. I'm like, what are you apologizing for? When he was done, folks, I put a picture of it on my Facebook page. It looked so clean. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to get another system or anything else to add to it because I think I'll mess up his work. But the best part was, by him doing all of that, I got rid of a table. I got rid of two tables that were just taking up space for no reason, collecting mail, collecting paper. Flat surfaces are bad. And we opened up the whole room. My wife and I were able to sit on the sofa like human beings, not cocked sideways, trying to prop ourselves up with pillows so we can see the TV. It was amazing. I am so glad I called him. I'm so glad he's a sponsor of the show, and I'm so glad. But, of course, that led to other things. As soon as she came home and saw that we have extra space, she starts thinking about things to move and things to do. And, well, I'll tell you about some of the things, because I fixed the door. That was the big one for me yesterday. My whole day was made when I got that door to swing properly. And what we're going to do with the dining room might be a bad idea. I don't know. Jordan, do you use your dining room for anything?
No, of course not.
Ever. There's a table and chairs in there. When's the last time you sat on it?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe once a year, twice?
If that.
If that. That's what I'm saying. Guess what? I'm getting rid of the dining room. I'm done. What do I need a dining room for? Nobody sits in a dining room. It's worthless. Pointless. Has to go away. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. News Radio WRVA. That's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM, and on radio.com. Richard McCann, News Radio WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. If you want to get through to the home show, give me a call. Let me know what's going on in your world. Put up last night, what do you want people want to talk about? A lot of people want to talk about the hurricane, and I will touch on that because according to current reports, let's face it, it changes constantly. And the thing is, this storm is moving at a snail's pace. Last time I heard anything, it was moving at about 4 miles an hour, and it's going to slow down even more, which means it's going to build up more strength from the warm water that it's over top of. Who knows where it's going to hit, or if it will? Don't know. Last year, we had a storm coming straight. It's coming right for us! And it was coming straight for Richmond. It was coming. Then it turned left, did a loop-de-doo around Raleigh, and just went right around us. I don't even think the sky got cloudy. They got more rain in D.C. than we did. Who knows what's going to happen? But if I'm going to go with what they're saying right this very minute, then we're going to have to say that, yes, we could feel the effects of it. And it could be, as a slow-moving storm, it could be pretty intense. If it's moving slow, it just dumps and dumps and dumps. Who knows what's going to happen? So we will talk about some things we can do to prep. Although I did like this. This question came in from BJ Allen. Hello, BJ. And it said, Richard, proper filling and building of sandbags in a flood event. Interesting, because I guess we haven't filled sandbags around here in quite some time. I mean, the last time I know of a flood was in the early 90s. I wasn't here. It made the news. Last time I dealt with a flood, and it was before there was a flood wall, I want to say it was like 85. That feels right, because I was in middle school. And my father had one customer that was at 13 South 13th Street. I'll never forget the address. It was a beautiful old building in Shaco Slip. Not Shaco Bottom, Shaco Slip. Shaco Bottom wasn't even a thing. Nobody cared about Shaco Bottom back then. And we're getting a horrendous flood. I mean, it was going to be, you know, one for the record books. There was no flood wall. And my father showed up at my middle school. I get called to the office, and he said, come on. That's all he said. Come on. And we literally sprinted out of the main office to the truck, and off we went. Because the building that he was responsible for had a basement and quite a bit of their technology, big mainframes. Wow, what's the main? Children, back in the 80s, there weren't that many of these high-fangled computing things. We had big mainframe servers that had to be in cold, cold rooms with Halon because they were going to burst into flames.
Seriously, that was a thing. I don't even know if it's a thing anymore. But we had to. What we had to do was move stuff out of the basement, and then we had to sandbag this place. And I remember I was 12, 13, 13. We went down to 18th Street. 18th Street and Broad. The city of Richmond had set up this sandbagging station. And all you did was you backed up your pickup truck, and they had the bags and they had the sand, and they said, go to, son. To fill a sandbag properly, two-thirds. You fill it about two-thirds full because then you have to tie it off on the top. And what was funny is even back then, I always wondered about it because when I watch the news now and I'm watching people build sandbags and such, they're using plastic, heavy-duty plastic bags, which I don't know why. We used burlap. We had a literal, I think we went through 5 tons, maybe less. You know, I was young. But we just, two-thirds full, tie them off, put them on the truck. And we just kept doing that and kept doing that and kept doing that. And what you do is you lay down a base and then you put the sandbags in between to keep take up all the cracks. The reason you do the two-thirds full is, one, because you can tie it off, and two, it gives it some, like, little motion. It's not one solid brick. It can only mold into each other. And I'll never forget, we did everything we could. We moved as much equipment out of the basement as we could. We moved as many filing cabinets as we could, vending machines, everything we could out of the basement. And then we were down on Carey Street and 13th, looking down towards 14th Street, and there's the water. And it's just coming a little closer and a little closer. And we just held our breath. Not much we could do. I think it stopped at about half a block from our job. Half a block. Then when the waters receded, well, we had to put everything back. And it took days. But the funny thing is, I remember we had all these extra sandbags, all these sandbags full of sand. What do you do with them? And so my dad piled them into the truck, and some of them he used as a levee for our pond, and the rest of them, we built a fort. It was awesome. We had a sandbag fort for years. That thing didn't go away. It took literally years for it just to disappear. So how do you fill a sandbag? Two-thirds. Tie it off. That's it. Pretty easy. Hopefully we won't need it. Let me see. Drain fields. I'm not talking about drain fields. Richard, Popeyes or Chick-fil-A? I don't know. I didn't try the Popeyes, and I don't know. Everybody I know that loves Chick-fil-A loves Chick-fil-A. I will say this about Chick-fil-A. I will say this. I have worked in one, not as a server or anything, as an electrician. And what amazed me is we got there at about 11 o'clock at night. So they close at like 10:30. And it's the moment they close, the night staff starts cleaning. And I've been in a lot of kitchens in my life. A lot of them. And I trust me when I say, there are certain kitchens in fine dining restaurants that if you saw the kitchen, you wouldn't eat there. If you watch some of those kitchen nightmares or any of those things, that stuff's real. Chick-fil-A, they scrubbed that place so clean you could have eaten off the floor. And I asked the manager, like, so is this every night? They said, every single night. Scrubbed until it shines. So I've got to say, that was super impressive. So I don't know about the sandwiches, but I know about the cleanliness. So I guess I'd have to go into a Popeye's kitchen. We'll see what happens. I do like the beans and rice, though. Really good stuff. My name is Richard McCann. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon, hosting The Home Show. We talk about anything and everything that is having to do with our lives, our neighborhood, our homes. And you can call me at 345-1140. You can email me, richardmccann@hotmail.com. Jordan, I gave out that email the other day, and someone just, the person on the other end went, oh, old school. And I'm like, what? Is it that old school?
Would have been different if you said AOL.
I was thinking about getting an AOL account like Katz. I could be as cool as Jeff Katz. Why not? Maybe. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and go to WRVA.com for all your news, podcasts, and live streaming of the show. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dos of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. Oh my God, what a beautiful day it is. Outside of the home improvement shop. What did Dennis say? 82 degrees, low humidity. Oh, this morning left the house. Thought I was going to need me a light jacket. But we didn't. It was beautiful, and it's going to stay that way for a while. Jordan, you're not going to believe this. I'm seeing the most amazing thing.
Yes.
I switched the TV over to the Weather Channel.
Uh-huh.
You know what they're showing?
What's his face standing on a beach somewhere?
No, they're actually showing weather.
Oh, cool.
I mean, every time I turn on the Weather Channel, it's like, greatest storms.
Yeah.
The natural disaster. I mean, they become like MTV.
Yeah.
Okay, there's no weather on the Weather Channel.
They got away from their bread and butter. Yeah,
pretty much. But they all of the experts, that they are paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to research and know what to be able to tell us what the weather is doing. Here's what they're able to tell us so far. I'm serious. They're all but going. Although it is, as an update, it's getting ready to hit into a category 5.
Oh, God.
It's moving really, 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 really slowly. And have you ever been to the Bahamas?
No.
I think you might have missed your chance.
It won't be there tomorrow.
There's not going to be much there tomorrow. I'm not trying to laugh at other people's pain. I'm seriously not. I do find it funny, the storms, they just get so hyped, but there's part of me that's just like, okay, I'd rather listen to that than some of the other things that are in the news, so I'm okay with it. But right now they're not sure what it's going to do. It could push in and actually come on shore, or you know what, it just might wrap around our coast and then head off into the ocean. I mean, somebody's going to see some water. Because this thing is very powerful, and it's very full, and it's moving really, really slowly. I mean, I thought it was supposed to be hitting Florida today. They're saying Florida's not going to feel effects of this thing until like Tuesday. And Wilmington area, maybe Thursday? This sucker's taking its time. I could walk to Florida faster than this storm is doing it. But regardless, we don't know. I do want you to be prepared. And I made a promise to Jordan. I've been holding off on it. I really need to do this. I want you all to gather, all you coffee lovers, and people, I hear about addiction to certain things that, you know, right now the vaping thing is a big deal, and I'll talk about that later. People really losing their minds over vaping. They're sending me stories, and I have an answer to that, but that's a different thing, you know. But they say, oh, addiction to nicotine is so awful. And I know people that are addicted to caffeine like nobody's business. I'm one of them. I drank a 2 cups of coffee and what is this? A 42-ounce iced tea today? I'm caffeinated out of my mind. But to the two things that I don't want to spend money on is coffee and breakfast. Two of the easiest things in the world to make. When I go someplace and they say, that'll be $4. I'm like, are you out of your mind? It's coffee. And so the hottest thing out there right now was a cold brew coffee. Huh? It was a cold brew. You don't get it hot. It's brewed cold. And if you go out and buy it, it's what, $350, $450? for a cup of cold brewed coffee? And my question was, is it iced coffee? No. No. It's not iced coffee. Iced coffee was hot, and now it's cold. This has always been cold. See the difference? And I said, no. But I knew it was expensive. But I heard it was good. I mean, I like cold coffee. I like cold drinks, much like Jordan. I don't drink a lot of hot stuff. And so I went online because I figured I'm a pretty smart guy. And I should be able to figure this out. And I'd heard stories about how it takes a really long time. You know, you start the process hours and hours before you can serve it. And that's the what happens. And then you get this cold brewed coffee. And I went, okay. So all of you that are coffee fiends, does your fiance drink coffee, Jordan?
A little bit.
I know the last time I saw her, she had a big old Starbucks in her hand.
Yeah, she doesn't drink it every day, but she does like to drink it.
Okay,
she likes hot tea too.
All right, so are you ready for me to teach you how to make cold brewed coffee? So you can save money, because trust me, man, getting married's expensive.
I know.
All right, and then there's like. Do you understand what your toilet paper bill is going to do once you move in with a girl?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Your water bill is going to triple because they take longer. So everybody, here's how you make cold brew coffee. First, you need a vessel. Let's say a ball mason jar. All right, we'll use a ball mason jar. We'll use a quart. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 cups. 4 cups cold brew coffee. Then you add 4 teaspoons of coffee grounds. So that's how it works. 1 teaspoon of coffee grounds equals 4 ounces of coffee. And you put it into the ball mason jar. Is everybody on the same page? Are we writing this down? Okay. Then, this is very important. You add water. You get, yeah, the stuff out of this, but cold water, not hot water. It has to be cold water. Then you stir it, and you put it in the refrigerator. Then the next morning, you pour it through a coffee filter, and you have cold brew coffee. Yep, I that's it. I know it sounds like a lot, and I know it seems like a lot of work. But think about how much money you're going to save making your own cold brew coffee. I know it's complicated. I think you can handle it. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA. Welcome to The Home Show. I am going to ask a few questions that there's a lot of stuff I don't know, and this is one of those things. Believe it or not, first of all, Jordan, did you know that I have actually gotten feedback on Facebook that says they like hearing from you and from Dennis?
Yay.
Okay?
Yay.
So don't get a swelled head about it. All right? But you are my go-to sports guy.
I feel like I need a sports, like, music bed.
You got to be careful. I think a lot of that stuff is like copyrighted because we can't say super boop. I mean, you can't do that.
I say it.
Do you?
I haven't had any complaints from management.
I am waiting for the NFL to come knocking on my door like, excuse me, did you say Super Bowl on the air without our permission?
No.
I think so. But no, is NFL starts this week?
Thursday.
Oh, this. Okay, so not this weekend.
College football start. Well, college football officially started last weekend, but basically everyone else in college football starts today.
Okay, so UVA is playing today at some point?
UVA and Virginia Tech both are playing today.
They're not playing each other. We haven't heard about that.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm cheering for UVA, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, UVA plays tonight, and Virginia Tech plays at 2:30.
All right, and are we carrying it?
Yeah. You can listen to Virginia Tech on our sports station, 910 The Fan, I think at 2
okay.
or something. And then Virginia plays at like 7 or 7:30 tonight, and you can hear them right here on WRVA.
Excellent. So with the NFL starting... Because I did the math. I'm like, good, that seems awful early. Then I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, it's not that early. Super Bowl's in February.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Are there any updates? Are we looking for a good season for the Washington Redskins? I gotta ask, since they do train here, you know, what's our looking like?
Redskins are probably going to be bad like they have been.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, they're not. They're
go ahead.
The experts are saying the Redskins are projected to win between 4 and 6 games.
But they got a new quarterback.
Yeah.
Didn't I read that someplace?
They also their best offensive lineman has informed the team he's not coming back.
It's
over a dispute with their medical staff and like a neck injury or something. So he's like, blank you, I'm not playing. You can either release me or trade me. I'm not wearing a Redskins uniform ever again.
Well, I mean, that's one thing that has always bothered me, and that not just in sports. I see this in construction. People that will try to push through the pain or say something like, that kill you makes you stronger. No, that which does not kill you cripples you for life. So I kind of understand, if he's injured, why would he go back?
Right. Yeah. So they don't have their best offensive lineman. I mean, they don't really have any good running backs. Their wide receivers aren't that good. Their defense is shoddy.
You're depressing me so much right now.
Welcome to the life of a Redskins fan. Redskins fans have been depressed for like 15 years.
Okay, well, like
Cowboys fans.
I was about to say, come
Cowboys
on
fans are in the same boat.
Okay. So You know Jeff Katz is going to be walking around like Mick Jagger over his Patriots.
How about that?
I mean, are they still the force to be reckoned with?
Probably.
Even with their quarterbacks like 80 years old.
Tom Brady will never go downhill.
I'm pretty sure another Stones reference, whatever fountain of youth that keeps him going, Keith Richards goes to. Okay, you know, it's the like a Genesis pool someplace if you're a Batman fan. I think Tom Brady's dipping himself.
I have Tom Brady on one of my fantasy teams, so if he has a good year, that's going to be good news for me.
All right. Only other team that's anywhere close to us is Ravens. I like Baltimore. I like the city of Baltimore. Well, okay, I like parts of it.
Yeah.
There's some part of it. The thing about Baltimore, I know there's a big hoodly-hoo about this. A couple of years ago, I went to see Edgar Allan Poe's grave.
Right.
And I went to it, and then I'm like, this is cool. And there was a sign, and it said Edgar Allan Poe's home, and it was an arrow. I said, okay, well, I'm going to go see Edgar Allan Poe's house. And I drove one block, and I went from downtown Baltimore to downtown Beirut in like one block. So I like parts of Baltimore. How are the Ravens looking this year?
I guess they'll be okay.
Okay, so not a...
I haven't kept up with the Ravens, but they're projected to be better than the Redskins, I guess.
Okay, well, sir, I appreciate you keeping up
my astute analysis.
You know what? It's better than what I got going on, isn't it? Okay? I'm like, look! I invited, okay, our dear friend Charlie Inch and another friend of mine whose name... He's literally Jeff Davis, okay? And both of them are football fiends. And I invited them over to the house to watch the Super Bowl last year. And they were,
Dude, they were picking this game apart, and they were, oh, that was a penalty based on the placement of his elbow in vertical to the sun. And I mean, it was like they were making this stuff up, and I'm just sitting there going, he kicked it, and the other guy caught it. Yay. I mean, it's, so you're doing better than me. Yeah. That's what it comes down to.
Well, the real thing is that hockey season starts in 32 days, so... Yay.
I mean,
let's go Caps.
I try watching hockey, and you know what I get? Dizzy. I like. Remember when they had the little red dot so you could keep track of the damn puck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last time I could even try to watch hockey. I know, think less of me. I'm all right with that. I'm okay with that. But, you know, and hockey goes on forever. I mean, hockey season. The last
October
hockey,
to April.
Oh, really? I thought it ended like last week and the new season was
The regular season ends in April. The playoffs don't end until June.
Those poor guys. They don't have time for their tooth implants to get healed up.
That's why they play without teeth.
Have you ever met, well, I mean, you have. I met an amateur hockey player one time. He was in like one of the like single A or double A leagues, whatever the equivalent is.
Uh-huh.
And literally, I think four of the teeth in his head were his. All of them were, it was bad. When I did the comedy routine the other day, I met a young man. He's wearing a VCU rugby shirt.
Right.
Okay. Little skinny kid. He was funny. He was very funny. And he was rocking a mustache.
Yeah.
Like a Tom Selleck mustache. I was impressed. And I was like, did you really play rugby? He goes, yes. I was like, how many of those teeth are yours? He goes, all these in the front aren't mine.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Okay, you know what? Couch potato. I'll play Fortnite or something. It's less damage to the body. 3451140. When we get back, I'll tell you what I did to my front door, and we'll get ready just in case for the hurricane. Hopefully it'll be nothing. You know, with any luck, this is much ado about nothing, and I'd rather it be much ado about nothing than a lot to do about something. So you can give me a call, 3451140. That's 3451140. You can also email me, Richard McCann, hotmail.com, and check us out, WRVA.com, where you can download podcasts of the show, and you can download the radio.com app. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRBA, 345-1140 is phone number. As of right now, Weather Channel still doesn't know what's going to happen. That's encouraging. Who knows? I'm starting to feel like it's just going to bounce off. Guessing. I'm doing as well as they are. Yeah, you can't tell. Yeah. Just whatever God wants to do, it's just going to do it. So be prepared. That's all. Just be prepared. If it's not this storm, there's going to be another storm. If it's not now, maybe we'll get something in the winter. All the same prep. It's all the same prep. You know, what are we worried about? We're worried about losing power. We're worried about losing the stuff in our refrigerator. We're worried about being comfortable. That's pretty much it. Oh, and entertained. And okay, you're right. Number five, something doing damage to our home. That's what we're worried about. But it's the hurricane, snowstorm, same thing. Only difference is in the wintertime, you don't lose everything in your fridge because you just put it in a box and put it outside. There you go. Hope nothing eats it. Good. 345-1140. Give me a call. So I did one project this week. I did it yesterday. And I am telling you, this has been one of those little banes of my existence that has been going on and on forever. And I have fixed it half a dozen times. And again and again, it will break. And guess what? It'll probably do it again eventually. And what I'm talking about is the front door of Casa de McCann. Now, back in the day, a front door was a door. And this is no exception.
We're talking solid oak. Solid. Big pieces of oak. And it's curved at the top. Ovaled. It's not one of your rectangle doors. It kind of gives it a special flavor to me. I love it. There's not many houses like that in the city, but you can find them. And the problem has been for absolutely the longest time that the top hinge, the screws would pull loose. If you think about it, when the door swings open, most of the pressure's on the top pulling it over. And I have had several people look at it over the years. At one point, I put in bigger screws. That worked for a while. At another point, I had my friend Tommy Kritz from Oldwood Limited. He was over at the house and said, "Can you do anything about this?" And what he did is he went out to his truck. He pulls out screws that were like 6 inches long. They were immense. I'm like, what's that going to do? He goes, "I'm going to go through this hole in the jam. I'm going to go all the way over, and I'm going to catch the next stud in the wall." And I thought, that's brilliant. And he drove those long screws in. It caught, and everything was good for a while. And then it came loose. So about a year and a half ago, I said, "I'm going to fix this for good." And I went out to my truck and I got my plastic shields for putting screws into plaster, brick, stone, you know, that kind of thing. I said, "I'll put these in here. I'll drive the screws in, the original screws. They'll expand. They'll hold the door up into place." I did it. Tightened it up. And it worked for a little bit. As of the beginning of last week, the door, when you opened it, it would drop it would drop every bit of a quarter of an inch. When you opened it, the door made this huge crashing sound. And when you tried to close it, if you didn't lift up on the door, it made a huge crashing sound. And it was driving me crazy. It was driving my wife crazy. In the middle of the night, when I'm trying to get what little sleep I can, and my wife, doing her doggy mommy duty, had to take a little sucker outside to the front yard, I would hear the door, "Crash! Crash!" And then she'd come back in, "Crash! Crash!" I mean, it was just driving me nuts. And so yesterday was the work around the house day and get some things done, and I had just had my absolute fill of this door. I couldn't take another minute of it. And so I went down to just a hardware store. I went to Pleasance. I didn't need to go anything fancy. And I picked up the following. One, I took one of the original brass screws with me, which it's funny. The original screws that hold that door up are a regular head, just a slot. They're not even a Phillips head. And I kind of wanted to get the, it's more of the, they don't make them. They didn't. But Pleasance being Pleasance, they did have the exact same screw I needed. It just happened to be in Phillips. The other thing I picked up was two dowel rods and some Gorilla Glue. Now, I hardly ever brought up that product on this show for one simple reason. One, it is amazing. It will glue stuff together that just shouldn't be glued together. It will fix things that shouldn't be fixed. I one time had a set of stairs. They were brick stairs. And like a huge section of it just came loose. And I went back and I brushed everything off. And I just Gorilla Glue in there and pushed the bricks back into place. They're still there. Awesome product. Downsides. Much like, let's face it, the original glue that would hold anything was super glue, which was actually designed to hold birds' bones together. Yeah, believe it or not. The problem with that product and Gorilla Glue is if you get it on your skin, and you can stick your fingers together and they're done. It doesn't dry as fast as Crazy Glue or Super Glue, whatever you want to call it, but it does dry quickly. Make sure if you're going to be using either one of these products, have some nail polish remover or acetone around. I got a drip of it on my skin. I got the acetone, got it off. Two, understand that a little goes a long way. Where it's, again, one of those products that we do constantly. Oh, if this will kill it, then this much more will kill it real good. It doesn't take much because Gorilla Glue does something other glues doesn't do. It expands like epoxy. It reacts with the air and just bubbles up. So what I did to try to make it so that I could actually get this door to stop doing what it's doing is I opened the door and I wedged it. I put a wedge underneath it so it would stay in place at its proper height. Did that so that I could figure out where the it was right for the hinge. Then I found the dowel rod that was slightly bigger than the existing holes. And cut off about 2-inch sections. I just used a pair of nippers. Boop, boop, boop. And drove them. Put a little bit of the Gorilla Glue, and then I drove them into each and every hole with my hammer until they were flush with the existing wood. And then I walked away. Door was open. The screen door was working fine, keeping everybody in the house. And I walked away. It took about an hour and a half for it to really cure. But I did keep going back because I didn't want any of the, because it expands, it bubbles up. It kind of looks like that stuff in the can, Great Stuff, the expanding foam, very similar. And then while it was still wedged into place, and I knew it was just slightly tacky, slightly, I put the hinge back into place and I drove the new screws in. Did the same thing with the center hinge. There was two screws that just weren't biting anymore. Did the same thing. Put pins in those with some glue. Drove brand new screws into it. My wife gets home and I said, "Honey, come here. I want to show you something." And she's like, "What?" And I just took my finger and I pushed the door and it swung closed. Done. And she goes, "Oh my God, it works." And I'm like, "I know. It's so cool, isn't it?" Yeah, so, I, you know what? I love the product. I'm going to keep it in the house at all times because then I promptly went over. I have an end table that belonged to my grandmother, and it's got what my mom likes to refer to as an antique piece of marble. It means it's a really, really old piece of marble. And somewhere along the lines of the many moves, I didn't break it. I didn't do it. Somebody else broke it. They broke it in half. Well, I have both the pieces. A little bit of Gorilla Glue. Made sure everything lined up perfectly and was wedged in there. Now it's one solid piece. Today when I get home, I'm going to try to fix that soap dish that I broke with the back of my head. What was that, 2.5 months ago? Yeah, with any luck, I'll be able to fix that too. But remember, wear gloves or make sure you have some acetone or some nail polish remover around you because you get that stuff on your skin, it's there. It's not going away. It's not going to wear off. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. I want you to remind you, it is Labor Day weekend, so look, enjoy it, have fun. I know it's the unofficial end of summer, but kids are going back to school on Tuesday, so think about that for your commute. I know it used to throw me off drastically. I'm like, okay, I leave at this time, and I'll be there by this. And next thing I know, I'm behind a school bus. Remember, those guys are on a schedule that doesn't change. So once you get yourself organized, you'll be all right. But let's watch out for those kids. Nothing drives me crazier than hearing like this car just zipped around the bus and some kid got hit. How did? Don't tell me you didn't see the lights. They're trained. They know what they're doing. So please keep that in mind. Also, it's Labor Day weekend. And I want to remind you, as I've reminded you for a lot of holidays, and I think I will keep doing it, the police will be out in force. And they are looking for you when you did something you should not have done, meaning drinking and driving. If you want to enjoy an adult beverage with your adult friends, more power to you. I'm not stopping you. But I am advising you to either, one, have a double D, somebody that's going to be your life-saving nerd, as they said on The Simpsons, and my wife is very fond of saying, she's like, am I the life-saving nerd tonight? Love you, honey. No, we trade off. I'm fair about it. My turn, your turn, my turn, your turn. Okay, but you know, we're too old to get trashed anyway. So but if you're going out, remember, honestly, you're it's a little bit less than two beers. Yes, sir.
Hangovers just hit way harder, you know, when you're older. I'm sure it's worse as I get closer to your age, but I'm almost
closer to my dude. It's 20 years.
I'm almost 30, and ooh. I can tell you nothing. It's not like it used to be when I first started drinking.
I'll be honest with you now. I've given up liquor completely, just because I drink it, and the next morning I wake up feeling like I was reincarnated as a rag.
Yeah.
Wife used to clean up after the dog. I mean, it's bad.
So we went to the Rascal Flatts show at Jiffy Lube Live last weekend.
Sure, whatever
that is.
After
the show. It was a country show.
Okay.
And so the tickets were free. I got them because the venue was like, hey, you haven't been to a show in a while here, so why don't you take your pick and you get two free lawn tickets to any of these shows. So we were like, okay, let's go see Rascal Flatts. And so I paid, I basically paid what it would cost to sit on the lawn to get access to like their premium little club area. Like,
okay, they have one of those in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like an air conditioned area, and you know, it's, you know, you can pay, you can get top shelf liquor and such. And so I had a few whiskey drinks, and you know,
I love vodka drink.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the time I got home, it had already started to, the hangover had already started to hit me.
Oh my God.
I was like, I had too many of those. I was like, my stomach hurts.
Sarah drove.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So she's your life-saving nerd.
She was.
Okay, good.
She was. I was like, I need some water. Like, it just doesn't sit well with me right now.
No, it's not worth it. And the funny thing is, two beers, roughly two beers in an hour, and you're legal.
Yeah.
You're legally drunk.
Yeah.
So it's not worth it. And it's so expensive drinking out anyway. Take an Uber.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know one of the greatest things about Casa de McCann? Casa de McCann to Chaco Bottom, $5 on an Uber.
Yeah.
Boom.
Well, you know, I think we had this conversation earlier in the year. It's like, well, you know, around like New Year's Eve, because New Year's Eve is, I guess, probably the biggest night of drinking
and
partying.
Actually, the biggest night of partying of the year, Halloween.
But, you know, we talked about it like how
companies, they jack their prices.
Yeah, well, no, and AAA will be like, we're offering free rides, you know, to make sure you get home. They don't do it any other time of the year, though.
No, they don't. But, I mean, I'm just saying to the people out there, look, the cops are looking for you. And to be honest with you, if you're drinking and driving, I hope they find you. Because, as I said a million times, been doing this a long time, the person you kill probably won't be you. You're all loose and floppy. It's going to be somebody else. It could be me or somebody I love. So let's be smart about it out there, okay? None of this, I got to get home, I'm summering in into this one weekend. No, you really don't. Charles, you're the first call of the whole darn day.
Congratulations. Happy Labor Day, my friend.
Thank you, sir. What can I do for you, considering we've only got a short amount of time left of this show?
One of my Labor Day traditions is draining the water heater. And I was wondering, do you have a preference as to whether or not you just open up the valve and let it drain out, or shut the water off and let it drain out, or keep the pressure going and sort of let it flush out? Is there any one method that proves better than the other?
You know what? My father and I argue about this. One, make sure the power's turned off.
Okay.
Okay. Or is it gas?
It's gas. Gas wheel.
Okay, well, then that'll be fine. What you want to do, I flush it. I put the hose on it and just let it fly. It's a lot more important to flush a gas water heater than it is an electric water heater. So you're saving you're making your unit actually more efficient by having it flushed out. But yeah,
how long would you recommend flushing it?
About 3 minutes.
Oh, that's it. Okay, I used to do about 10 or 15 minutes.
No. If you're flushing it every year, how much stuff could really be in it?
Yeah, I know. It's always clear as a bell when it comes out because I run it out on the driveway just to make sure.
That's what I do, too. And, do it under pressure. Give it about 3 minutes and then go have a happy Labor Day.
I'll do it. Same to you.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks again.
Bye. And, we actually got a call. That was something. Dennis, do you have anything you're doing for the Labor Day weekend?
Taking it easy, man. You know what? I am just going to end. I might go today to the Chesterfield County Fair.
I worked that fair one time. I got a
job. Did you really?
I got a job working for one of the carnies and one of the rides.
You know, it's a great way to go out there and hang out. Of course, you know, the popcorn's good. I can't really talk about candy apples, so I won't. But there are all kinds of things to do. I enjoy fairs. I used to go to them down in North Carolina and Missouri, wherever I went. There's something unique about each community when you go to their fair.
I'm a big fan of the state fair. I took my wife. She grew up in D.C., never been to a state fair.
Really?
Never had been. She was totally thrilled with it. And here's the funny thing. We have a listener of this show named Ann. Ann was voted the Virginia State Fair super fan.
Really?
She has a Virginia State Fair tattoo, and she has... She has a Virginia State Fair tattoo.
Level of dedication.
And the State Fair is 10 days, and she goes for all 10 days. And as far as I know, she gets free entry for the rest of her life.
Makes sense to me now. Is Jordan taking Sarah to the fair?
I have no idea.
Jordan, what are you doing, man?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
I don't know, man. You know, Sarah's a good decision on your part, so you got to spoil her.
He's working. I got to take.
Oh, he's working. That's right.
Yeah,
Dennis, I got to take a call real quick. Thank you.
No problem, dude.
And Marie and Glen Allen.
Hi.
Hey. You've got 1 minute, hon.
How do I flush my hot water heater?
You put a hose on the valve that's on the very bottom of the water heater.
Yes.
You run that outside.
Yes.
Is it gas or electric?
Gas.
Okay. Then once your hose is on, you turn on the water and just let it go for about 3 minutes.
Okay.
How old's the water heater?
Oh, 5-6 years old.
And you've never flushed it before?
Not I, no.
Okay, you should be okay. If you'd said 7 years, I would have said don't do it. Okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
You have a good Labor Day. All right, I'm closing off the lines. No, I'm doing that. Don't play with me.
We were pressing the button at the same time.
I noticed what you were doing. Not doing it very well. look, everybody, here's the dealio. You know the drill. You know we've gone over it a million times about stuff we need to get just in case. I don't know what this storm is going to do. It's the weirdest, honestly. It is one of the weirdest hurricanes I've ever seen. I've never seen anything move this slowly. I've never seen them change. Well, last year's did a weird dippity-do, but at least it was moving like a hurricane. This thing's moving like a geriatric with a walker with bad tennis balls on it. That's not a rip on anybody. I know everybody can afford good tennis balls. But again, it's moving super, super slow. And that just means it's going to gain power. It's going to gain water, and when it does strike land, it's going to dump and dump and dump and dump and dump. Hopefully, it'll head out to sea. But if it comes near us, know what to do. We've been there before. Get your stuff together now. We've got until next Saturday. This time, next week, it could be a whole different story. We're either going to be underwater, or we're going to say, hey, we dodged another bullet. Either way, I'm okay with it. We can manage. We'll get in it together. And we'll look after each other. That's all we can really ask for. Well, I think that is just about it. Jordan, light up the bikes and let's get out of here. That is another home show in the Can't Burn to a Disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early, pushing all the right buttons. I want to thank Mr. Dennis Edwards keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. The two people, two, at the end of the show that called, thanks. Be safe out there this Labor Day weekend. Enjoy it. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. I'll be back here next Saturday, 6, 8, 10 till noon on the home show.
Paya! I say a wanya! A paya!